from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia and Russia strengthen partnership in various strategic areas. University of Indonesia Economic Institute predicts Indonesia's growth in the third quarter. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs, Budi Gunawan, affirmed the close and historic relationship between Indonesia and Russia, which has been established in various fields. From defense, education to technology. This was conveyed by Budi Gunawan when attending the celebration of the Russian Unity Day on Monday evening in Jakarta. According to Minister Budi, the commemoration of the Russian National Day reminds both countries of the strong partnership.
Today reminds us of the strong friendship between Indonesia and Russia. For many years, our countries have cooperated in areas like energy, defense, education, and technology. As we look forward to the 75th anniversary of our region next year, we have an excellent opportunity to make our partnership even stronger. Economic cooperation remains a priority.
Moreover, Minister Budi Gunawan also appreciated the recent development of a free trade agreement with the Eurasian Economic Union, which is expected to open up wider business opportunities for both countries. Besides, he also welcomed the opening of a direct flight between Moscow and Denpasar by Aeroflot, which is believed to boost tourism and cultural exchanges. The Islamic Humanitarian Institute was officially launched in Jakarta on Monday as an effort to increase understanding, compassion, and action in the face of global humanitarian challenges. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs for the 2020 to 2024 period, Yakut Holil Komas, who was appointed as chairman of the institute, conveyed the institute is a platform for education, dialogue, and collaboration based on Islamic values. As quoted by Antara State News Agency in Jakarta on Tuesday, Yakut invited all parties to unite in reducing suffering, promote justice, and build bridges of understanding between communities. The Institute for Economic and Social Research of the Faculty of Economics and Business of the University of Indonesia projects Indonesia's gross domestic product growth in the third quarter of 2024 to reach 4.96% year-on-year. Although this figure shows an increase, the estimate is within the range of 4.94 to 4.98%, reflecting the weakness of people's purchasing power and the lack of seasonal factors that can drive growth. As quoted by Antara State News Agency in Jakarta on Tuesday, the Institute economist Tengku Rifki noted Indonesia's economic growth tends to slow down compared to the previous two quarters. He further added that by the end of 2024, the success of Indonesia's economic growth depends heavily on the government's ability to create rapid results while strategically addressing structural issues. We end the news with Indonesian Minister of Housing and Settlement Areas, Marwarar Sirait, has revealed his ministry will soon formulate a roadmap to achieve the target of building 3 million homes per year. Marwar Arsirait informed during a meeting with Commission 5 of the House of Representatives on Monday. He and Deputy Minister Fahri Hamzah will work to present the requested blueprint or roadmap, which will outline strategies for the program before December 6, 2024. Now we move to the international news. The Ministry of Environment, Water and Agriculture of Saudi Arabia has opened applications for a new program to find ways to develop sustainable technologies in Saudi Arabia. As quoted by ArabNews.com, the Sustainable Innovation Fellowship Program aims to find ways to repurpose byproducts from water treatment for the benefit of the environment, develop sustainable technologies for recycling membranes used in water treatment, and explore methods to reuse treated wastewater in desert and regions. Supported by the Environment Fund and the Research, Development and Innovation Authority, the fellowship program will also assess the environmental impact of microplastics in water treatment plants, sewage, and wastewater. Next, we have Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has criticized the cowardly attempts to intimidate diplomats in a deepening diplomatic row with Canada. As quoted by BBC.com, both countries expelled each other's top envoys last month after Canadian officials accused India of being involved in violent acts targeting Indian dissidents on Canadian soil, something the country denies. Modi's comments came after violence broke out at a Hindu temple in the Canadian city of Brampton on Sunday, which he has called a deliberate attack. We end the news with Thai National Shippers Council on Tuesday pointed out Thailand's exports are expected to rise 2% this year, unchanged from a previous forecast of 2% growth. As reported by CNA.com, exports, a key driver of the economy, rose 1.1% in September from a year earlier. The Commerce Ministry is targeting export growth of 2% this year, with the value of shipments expected to reach a record high of $290 billion. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights government discusses environmental issues with regional officials. The environmental threat posed by global impacts of climate change compel the Indonesian government to take swift action to mitigate its effects through policy development. In this regard, the government plans to gather regional officials and the Regional Leadership Coordination Forum to discuss environmental concerns. During a working visit to Bali on Sunday, President Prabowo Subianto invited community leaders, local officials, and stakeholders to receive guidance on paying greater attention to environmental and cleanliness issues in the course of their duties. According to President Prabowo, environmental protection and cleanliness are the collective responsibility of all, beginning at the most basic level, whether in one's own home or in the local jurisdiction one leads. Preserving the environment is a critical effort in preventing the rising global temperatures. The increase in global temperatures can be attributed to deforestation and the conversion of green spaces. This has resulted in the melting of polar ice caps in both the Arctic and Antarctic, irregular rainfall patterns, and drought issues that now pose a grave threat to humanity. Indonesia, as one of the world's lungs, holds a key position in combating the effects of global temperature changes. The deforestation and conversion of green areas into non-forested land must be urgently addressed to prevent further escalation of these threats. Thus, to safeguard the world's lungs, a cooperative effort is required among the government, regional stakeholders, and the public, particularly in reducing emissions. According to the Enhanced Nationally Determined Contribution document, Indonesia's emission reduction target for 2030 is set at 31.89%, though this could increase to 43.2% with international support. Indonesia will participate in the 29th Conference of the Parties, or COP29, which will be held by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Baku, Azerbaijan, on November 11th. Therefore, a deep understanding of global environmental issues will be a key priority for the government's future policy implementation. Given this context, the meeting between President Prabowo and regional leaders, including governors, regional parliament chairs, heads of police, prosecutors, and military commanders, will be of utmost importance. Furthermore, as President Prabowo has only recently assumed the role of head of government, broad support from all sectors is needed to implement the government's visions and policies alongside valuable input from all stakeholders. Well, listener, that's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 15, 1945 about the birth of the Indonesian Marine Corps. On November 15, 1945, the Indonesian Navy Marine Corps was established at Military Base 4 ALRI, or Navy of the Republic of Indonesia, in Tegal, Central Java. Previously, the Marine Corps was part of the Army. In 1948, the Navy Command Corps and the Army Command Corps were formed, or KKOAL and KKOAD. However, in 1975, the name of the Navy Command Corps was returned to the Marine Corps in accordance with the history of the birth of the Corps since 1945. Moving on to November 15, 1946, about Linggarjati Agreement. Linggarjati Agreement were treaty between Indonesia and the Netherlands in Linggarjati, West Java, which resulted in an agreement regarding the status of Indonesia's independence. In this treaty, Indonesia was represented by Sultan Syahrir, while the Netherlands was represented by a team called the Commission General led by Wim Schermerhorn with members H.J. van Mook, with Lord Killearn from England acting as a mediator in the negotiation. The results of these negotiations were signed by the two countries on March 25, 1947. These negotiations resulted in 17 articles, which among other things contained the Netherlands de facto recognized the territory of the Republic of Indonesia, namely Java, Sumatra, and Madura. The Dutch had to leave the territory of the Republic of Indonesia before January 1, 1949. We end today in history with November 15, 1971, when Intel Corporation officially launched its first single-chip microprocessor. Intel Corporation is a company specialized in providing semiconductor chips, with its main products namely personal devices and computers, processors, motherboards, chipsets, server components, Ethernet, wireless products, consumer electronics, solid-state drives, and other related products. Intel officially launched the world's first single-chip microprocessor, namely the Intel 4004. Before that, other CPU designs were still a combination of several chips. Intel 4004 was also the first computer processor designed and produced by Intel. The person who designed the chip was Ted Hoff and Federico Fagen of Intel and Masatoshi Shima of Busicom. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is entitled Indonesia's Energy Security in Resilient Category. Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources stated that the country's energy security is in the resilient category. The Director General of New Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation of the Ministry, Enia Listiana Dewi, said that the category was assessed based on four parameters, namely availability, ease of access, affordability, and environmental friendliness or acceptability. At the Indonesia Energy Transition Dialogue 2024 event in Jakarta on Monday, the Director General explained, for the four parameters of energy security, Indonesia is in the resilient category and received an average score of 6.64 points. She said Indonesia still faces challenges in the form of developing environmentally friendly energy to be in line with the vision of zero carbon emissions according to the Paris Agreement, which is targeted to be realized in 2060. However, in order to face these challenges, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has implemented several strategies, such as energy efficiency, optimizing electrification through the use of electric vehicles, and implementing it in the agricultural sector. Besides that, also establishing a moratorium on coal-fired power plants to be stopped gradually, using renewable energy that has a potential of up 3,687 gigawatts, and developing new energy such as nuclear, hydrogen, and ammonia. In addition, she explained, the new administration of President and Vice President Prabowo Subianto Gibran Rakabuming Raka is focusing on developing investment in renewable energy transmission and infrastructure, as well as optimizing energy efficiency. Indonesia can achieve a 32% reduction in emissions just by using energy efficiency. Energy self-sufficiency is one of the topics emphasized by President Prabowo Subianto in his first speech before Parliament after being inaugurated as president. He has concerns that geopolitical tensions and wars that might occur at any time could threaten Indonesia's energy supply, so Indonesia must be able to meet its own energy needs. That was my Indonesia Today.
Kekasih terbacakah tulisan hatiku saat langkah mulai tak sejalan. Suratku itu lukisan luka di hati. Jangan kau hempas, meski tak ingin kau sentuh. Ku tahu
tak ingin ku sesali.
tak ingin kau sembuh. Ku tahu pasti hatimu tahu, walau tak baca suratku. Ku tahu pasti hatimu tahu, walau tak baca suratku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Boki Miyake regions of South Halmahera, North Maluku, Indonesia, where the people hold traditional togal art to enliven weddings and other events. Togal is an entertainment to the people of North Maluku, combining elements of music, dance, poetry, and rhyme. This tradition has been passed down through generations and remains a vital part of Boki Miyake culture today. Its performance is both an act of respect for ancestral heritage and an effort to preserve traditional music. For the people, togal music is more than entertainment. It embodies values of unity, friendship, and brotherhood. In togal music, there are at least four musical instruments used, namely violin, locally known as viol, gambus, gong, and tifa, or tambourine drums. However, with only violins and tifa, togal can still be performed. Among these instruments, violin holds the central role, setting the rhythm for the dancers. The violin's melody in togal is a magnet for anyone who heard it, attracting people together and enjoy the festivities. Besides being performed to enliven weddings, togal are often featured at cultural events and when welcoming honored guests. For these ceremonies, togal is usually performed by 5 pairs of men and women. During weddings, the number of dancers can increase to hundreds depending on the venue size. Togal at cultural events often includes pantun, or rhyming poetry, containing moral advice, citing Quran, hadith, or ancestral wisdom. For weddings, pantun, or rhyming poetry, may only serve to guide the dancers, instructing them to change partners or switch directions. The dance movements in togal are simple. They can be performed by anyone. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Dalam ayahku, saat aku tak berdaya menghapuskan semua cerita. Mungkin ku berharap terlalu banyak, sedang dirimu terus berlalu. Hatimu terlalu cepat berubah, sedang diriku terus mengharapkanmu. Mungkinkah terulang masa-masa indah yang akan membawamu kembali padaku. Tak pernah terbayangkan terjadi penyesalan di hati. Sanjak hanya ungkapan hati, tak cukup sudah untuk diriku. Oh, aku hancur lantak bagai debu. Aku telanjang tanpa kasihmu. Bibirku kering laksana
of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language.
Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo,
which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
keren, keren,
which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren,
which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren,
which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan,
which means activity.
Besok, besok,
which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog,
which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik,
which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu,
which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo,
which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam,
which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa,
which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu,
which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik,
which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren, keren,
which means cool, which is an expression of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipation to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren,
which means Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo,
which means the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe who lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive without supporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
keren, keren,
which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Farno Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Hello. Ombak kecil yang bercanda, ucapkan selamat datang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song called Mak Long by Ani Laksmana. Mak Long is written by Abdul Hamid. It tells the story of Mak Long, meaning auntie in Malay. In the lyrics, the arrival of Mak Long is highly anticipated by her nieces and nephews, who look forward to her visit and the special treats she brings, like lempok, or a traditional Sumatran dodol, chewy confection. The nieces and nephews are happy to hear Mak Long's stories about their hometown, and they wish she could stay longer before heading back home. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Mak Long by Ani Laksmana. Happy listening!
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ang di buku bulu, seiring salam dengan sembah, sembah kami jalan sepuluh.
Ambil segenggam batang jerami, dibuat nak darah jadi mainan, sambutlah salam dari kami. Buat menghibur tuan dan puan.
Hendak dimasak dalam loyang, lagu dibuka, joget pucuk pisang, dirangkaikan terus, Cik Minah sayang. Musik.